Email trouble of a more benign kind now and an effort to stop it. It is Friday, and that means it's No Email Day at the company PBD Worldwide Fulfillment Services, based in Alpharetta, Georgia. Its 250 employees can still exchange email with people outside the office, but internally, they're supposed to abstain for the day. Scott Doctor got the idea. He's CEO of the company, which takes orders and ships products for other companies. He says it all started when he realized his emails were frustrating members of his staff.
One of them was my assistant, who sits 20 feet away from me. About 2 months ago, we were exchanging emails on a topic, and I just yelled out to her, "I think I can come talk to you about this, and we can get it solved a lot easier." One of the values of our company is to work better as a team, and teamwork does not work real well when all you do is email each other, and especially when you have exclamation points on every email, that there always seems to be that sense of urgency.
or smiley faces.
Or smiley faces. And I think the other thing we saw was that there seemed to be a huge use of the reply all button, which is a little bit of a pet peeve for me. And it appeared to me that people were really just covering themselves versus the necessity of doing that.
When you started doing this, did you go through or any sort of withdrawal symptoms that first day when you were cutting back your email inside?
I think, like a lot of people, I have my my trio, and it seems like if I'm not trying to sync up my emails every 5 minutes, I feel like I'm missing something. That's become a little bit of an addiction for me personally, and I saw it in my senior management team, who was in the middle of meetings checking email, and I saw it in front of one of our customers. I think the other thing that was a little frustrating was seeing all the emails coming after 8 o'clock at night. And while I appreciated people's work ethic and efforts to get things done, I was concerned that they were doing that on their family time. And in fact, just simply when somebody has done a good job for us or it's even their birthday, I find that it's a lot more effective to see them in person and give them that message than send an email, which is nice, but the personal touch just seems to make a big difference.
Mr. Doctor, do you find that on Mondays everything's back to normal, maybe even more email than before because people have stored it up? All those things they wanted to say on Friday, they're just now saying on Monday.
Well, I'll tell you, the first 2 or 3 weeks that we did this, we had a few individuals who actually found a way to time their emails that they wouldn't be sent until 12:01 on Saturday morning. So that was very crafty, and, you know, I think we were missing the point. Mondays have actually gotten back to normal as if nothing was happening on Friday. I think the bigger point is we've cut over 50% company-wide the emails that were being sent.
Have you had any employees complaining, maybe saying, you know, they're just people I really don't want to see. I don't want to talk to them. Email's
no
great.
Question. Yeah, it starts with me. Some of them don't want to see me as much as they've been seeing me lately. But, you know, there are some people who are pretty frustrated by this. So we're trying to adapt to make sure we don't disrupt things that in the normal course of business should be done. And I'll give you an example. Today I've received 2 internal emails, and the 2 emails that were sent, absolutely necessary, and I'm glad they sent them. They couldn't get me by phone. It was an important situation. So if we keep it to that, then I think we're going to be successful here. And somebody else asked me today, they said, well, are you going to move this to more days a week? And the answer is yes, because in theory, if we can do this on a Friday, we should be able to do it on just about every day so that it's not just one day a week.
Well, Scott Doctor, enjoy the rest of your No Email Friday there.
Thank you.
Scott Doctor is CEO of PBD Worldwide Fulfillment Services in Alpharetta, Georgia.